Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi everybody. So I'm a little behind schedule tonight. I had a couple of important contacts that I had to make, you know, just prior to Shime, and so I came. So my name's Chuck Losey. Thanks for tuning in and welcome back. Tonight we're going to talk about the F word, and the F word in our culture it's been bantied about quite a bit, and a lot of people, I think if they knew more about the F word or the F word that we're going to talk about and took them seriously, I think that they would find the F words are clearly friend. And friend is an F word. Because if you haven't picked up by now what I'm talking about and all these different, you know, words in the last month or so, it really all comes down to our attitude, our personal attitude, how we think and how we express ourselves. And that is so critical because we all do it. We all have thoughts. We all have feelings. We all have emotions. We all justify those emotions with the words that we use. It's not that complicated. So let me recap just a little bit. You know, we talked about the A word, attitude, achievement, approval, application, attentiveness. We talked about the B word, bold, belonging, being the best, brilliance. We talked about the C words, clarity, calm, clear, competence, compassion. These are all words we need to integrate into our daily lives and into the things that we do constantly. We talked about the D words, being decisive, having desire, determination, discipline, diligence, drive. You know, think about the D words. Just the sound of the D word sounds like you're in control. That's one reason I like the D words. Desire, determination. They're easy to say with conviction. And if you haven't figured it out by now, practice saying those words over and over and over again because they are so critical on a given day. We talked about the E words last week, which also are excellent. We're talking about enthusiasm, about excitement. We talked about exploration. We talked about endurance. And these words are words that if we use them in our thinking, they will then start to manifest in our actions, and we shall be known by our acts. Decisive, if we're effective, if we're efficient, if we're excellent in our thoughts, we'll be that way in our action, and then we will become that person. Probably sound like I'm preaching. I'm sorry. I feel like I gotta catch up because I didn't really get a chance to do a proper introduction to tonight's show, of course, you know, which is the passport to your passion. You know, let's talk about the F word. Use it frequently. Okay, and I'm going to talk more about that here in just a minute. The F words are, in our culture, you know, are words that we don't use enough of, or we use them too much. And I'm going to talk at the end of my presentation here. I've got like 7 words I'm going to talk about. And the very last word is an F word that begins with, well, it begins with F, and it's a four-letter word, and we're going to talk about that, and I'm going to do it live on the radio. So if you have children listening, you may want to bring them around could absolutely hear this, to know that people are confident and determined to talk about the F word in such a way that you can feel comfortable with it. And we're going to get into that right now. Speaking of F words, there are so many good F words in our vocabulary that we really need to pay attention to them. I think one of my favorite F words is the word focus. Focus. Focus your energies. Focus your thoughts. Focus your time. And you will get so much more done when you do it. Have you ever noticed when you're getting ready to go on vacation or you're going to go out of town for a business trip and you've got a zillion things to do around the house, or you got a zillion things to do at your office, or you got a zillion things to do at your job before you can leave? What happens, ladies and gentlemen, is you focus. You focus that past the last 72 hours and you're amazed at how many things you get done. And this is human nature, and this is a habit, and we have to correct that habit by focusing every day. What is it today I want to get done? Could there be three things, five things? Is there a most important thing to do, least important thing to do? And then what do you need to focus on as far as your short-term objectives? Like in the next 2 hours, what do I need to do? And your long-term objective or longer-term objectives. What do I need to do this month or next week or in 2 years or 5 years? What do these things look like in your life? And you need to absolutely, positively find a way to get these things done. And you do that by first identifying what they are and then focusing on achieving them. Let's talk a little bit about, in addition to focus, is another word called veracity. And I love veracity because it just means that we're attacking this issue with all the fierceness of a prize fighter. We are going at whatever this is with our whole heart. We're ferocious in how we address this issue. Doesn't mean you're being belligerent. It doesn't mean you're being rude. It doesn't mean you're insulting people. It just means that you have a certain veracity with what you're doing. And even that word itself, to me, conjures up images of being dynamic, and determined, and ferocious. Okay, not that you should be feared, but yet understand that you're being forthright in what you're doing. You're determined to get it done. So veracity is probably number six on my list. Let's talk a little bit about frugality. Frugality, we think of frugality many times in how do we spend money. And I certainly think you need to be frugal with how you spend your money. It's easy to be frivolous. There's another F word. But being frugal in our finances, being frugal in our relationships, being frugal in how we spend our time, I think these are all things that we really need to pay attention to. It really kind of comes back to focus. Because when you're focused, you're just by nature being frugal. You know, it's like if you had a bow and arrow and you were going to shoot at a target, you cannot shoot at two targets at once. You just have to pick one target and go after it. And then once that is accomplished, then you can go after other targets. And it's the same thing with our daily activities. When you focus on things, you get this one target and you go after it. If you find that you fail, that you don't quite hit the target, it's not because the target wasn't worthy of hitting, whatever that was, the achievement. It's that maybe our plans to get us to that point were faulty, or they were incomplete, or we were not really prepared like we should have been, or we were too emotionally driven on that particular objective, and consequently we didn't really put our heart and soul into it. We weren't ferocious in our pursuit of that objective. So these are all things, I know it sounds like a lot to think about, but just focus on the frugality of your life. What are you really trying to do? And you have to actually terminate things on the fringe that distract you from what you're trying to accomplish. Again, when you're shooting that bow and arrow, you're focusing on that target. You're either going to hit it or you're not. And if you don't hit it, well, then you back up and you shoot again and again and again. And eventually you develop the skill to hit that target, whatever that is. And that's the way it is in life, ladies and gentlemen, is that we will develop a skill as we fail and fail and fail. We will get stronger and stronger and stronger and develop a skill that's going to lead us to the promised land, whatever that is, however you define it. So frugality is really important because it helps us to focus on the things that we want to do. So just keep that in mind. Excuse me. Also, let's talk about faith, which is another F word. You have to have faith in yourself. You know, my goodness, if you don't have faith in yourself and what you're doing, then no one else will either. And faith is a learned behavior. Having faith in yourself, having confidence in yourself, that is learned. You learned that somewhere along the line. And if you haven't learned it, that's okay. Forgive yourself and determine today that I'm going to focus on developing my faith in myself. And it's a day-to-day proposition. Now, if you're like most people, what you're going to find is that there's plenty of things that you're perfectly comfortable in doing. You're perfectly comfortable with certain aspects of your life. In fact, you might even say you're very successful. So then you have to look at yourself and you say, well, is there an area of my life where I really need to excel? You know, I saw a bumper sticker today that it said, so others can live more. Live big so others can live more. You see, when we're living big, when we're pursuing our dreams, when we're having success, everybody around us has more. More confidence, more success, more dramatic changes in their lives, because you are the beacon. You become the example that they can look at and say, wow, he's focused. And be sure that you show this with love and compassion. Because if you come across as being arrogant, then they'll not only will they not like it, but they'll shun the achievement themselves. They'll say stupid things like, I don't want to be like him or her because this is what you got to be like, and I don't like that attitude. And again, you can look at that and say, well, that's a justification for underachieving. And there's probably some justification in that comment that I just made. That's why most successful people, true successful people, are understanding and compassionate about them, about themselves and the people around them. And you're always getting individuals that are just so focused that you really have a hard time breaking that into that barrier or that shell that they put around themselves because they're so focused. You know, a guy like Steve Jobs comes to mind. You know, Steve Jobs, I've been reading a lot of him in the last couple of months, and I mean, there's a guy that was focused like a laser beam. Okay, and people around him would talk about him, about how difficult he was from the time. Now, again, I never met the guy. You know, he was married with kids. I'm not going to say a whole lot about this, but some of his business associates, not within Apple, but now, said he was a very tough character to deal with. Okay, and part of his toughness was that he was so focused on this Apple enterprise that every couple of times, whatever other enemy were trying to do was helping the company as a writer, a supplier, etc. He was always very close to make sure the bottom line, the bottom line, because his bottom line, remember, said live big so others will have more. his bottom line was so big that not only was he successful, everybody around him was successful. Everybody has these phones or the technology. So because of that focus, that veracity, that fearlessness that Steve Jobs exhibited, he changed the world. It's unbelievable. And I'm not saying that whatever your endeavors are, if you stay focused, you're going to change the world like Steve Jobs. But you know what? You will change the world. You'll change your world. And when your world changes, around you changes. And all the people in your sphere live more. I can't say enough about it. I mentioned fearlessness. I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. But I also want to talk about financial freedom. I think this is probably a number one objective that people need to focus on. Because when you're financially free, you are financially free. You don't really have to make decisions that maybe you're uncomfortable with. You're free to pursue your passions. You're free to help other people. You're free to grow. You're free to do everything you need when you have financial freedom or financial independence. And it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. It's like my good friend Les Brown says, financial freedom is not as important as oxygen. Okay. So in his mind, that's how he focused his finances, was around that aspect. It's not as important as breathing, but it's a close second. Because to breathe clearer and freer, when you have the financial freedom, your life just gets a lot better. Everything around you gets a lot better as well. All right. Let's talk about the four-letter word that begins with F. And I'm not afraid to talk about it. It's all over the place. And the word is fear. F-E-A-R. It's a four-letter word. I read about recently in the Bible, evidently there's 365 references to fear. Fear not. Fear ye least. I mean, the list goes on. We tend to be insecure, and sometimes we let our fear run our lives. Well, Chuck, you know, you need self-preservation. It's true. You don't want to run out in the street. But that's not the type of fear I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fear of where we don't pursue our dreams. A fear where we allow ourselves to become second-class citizens, either within our community, within our job, or within our family. And we allow this fear to dictate our behavior. You know, in my first book, What's in the Well Comes Up in the Bucket, I talk about fear as a choice. And when you find yourself making decisions based on fear, then you really need to change your life. You really need to turn things around. Because it's become a learned behavior. I want to read a quote here. I don't read too many quotes. This is kind of a long one, but it's really one of my favorite ones. It's from a book called The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. And I read the book a couple years ago, and I'm rereading it right now. And the title itself, I think, is a little bit suspect for criticism. I think he's taken a lot of flack. There's another F word. Taken a lot of flack for the title. But people really do need to pursue power. Not power over others, like the dominion and what have you, but power over their own lives. Control over your own lives, where you're not working so much. And you do that by focus, by maintaining financial freedom, and by developing good habits that lead you in the right direction towards. He's got a quote in there, like, I'm going to read it right now. It says, understand, boldness is not natural, neither is timidity. It is an acquired habit, picked up desire to avoid conflict. If timidity has taken hold of you, root it out. If fears of the consequences of a bold action are way out of proportion to reality, and in fact, the consequences of timidity are worse. Your value is lowered, and you create a self-fulfilling cycle of doubt and disaster. Remember, the problem you create by an audacious move can be disguised, even remedied, by more and greater audacity. Now, what does all that mean? That means that many times we're afraid to take action. We're afraid to interact with somebody else. We're afraid to move forward. We're afraid to move in the direction of our dreams. We become timid. And that timidity is a learned behavior. You see, people are not born courageous. People are not born with confidence. These are characteristics, these are habits that they develop over time. And like any habit, if you have the habit of being fearful, if you have the habit of being timid, you can unlearn that. Or you can learn new habits of being bold and courageous. You know, the last couple of weeks I talked about how to boost your testosterone by holding your arms over your head like in the victory sign and hold it like that for 60 to 90 seconds. Testosterone will boost. And there's other techniques you can do moving your body in a more confident manner. And I know we've heard about stand up straight, have good posture. That's all part of it. Walk briskly. Talk briskly. Be focused. Don't ramble. You know, without being rude, get to the point. These are all things that people that are passive and timid develop. And what happens is we become second-class citizens, again, within our job or our family or our community, and we assign ourselves a position. We assign ourselves a position we may not like, but yet we survive, we cope, we manage. And again, it does not move you in the direction of your relationships will change, your finances. Your job I can help you along. You coach. You can hire a coach. You can talk to love. Read books. You can, you know, do kind of things will assist you in developing the tools you need to go forward. You know, if you're having trouble balancing a checkbook, you can have some for you or be every day and look at the numbers. And it doesn't matter what mistake you made 2 or 3 years. Forget it. Started. No one's going to do it for you. No one's going to ring a bell and say, come on, here's your whatever it is. And too many people far have an idea about what someone else to provide it. And unfortunately, when you want someone else to make you happy, somebody with whatever it is, you will find it is. appointed. Because you didn't create it. You got something you did not. And your attitude towards that sometimes. You know, when you work hard and you buy something, you get more than if something, because you didn't do anything. There was no personal emotion that went into it. So, try to wrap up real quick here, ladies and gentlemen. Always focus on what it is you want to do. And your fortitude variety will really lead you in the direction. Put financial independence next to oxygen as far as something you need in your life. And seek that out. Start today. Don't delay. Have faith in who you are. Have faith in you. Know that you're going to make mistakes. But know that you also fix those mistakes and go on with your life. The behaviors, so being caught, so is being nervous, they're all behaviors. Start to become fearless in what you do and focus on the, I don't know what we're going to talk about, the G words. So, hey, enjoy the game tonight.